I grew up in a family business. My family, for those of you who don't know, used to own Village Tours before the Arnsdorf family did. And so I grew up at 14 years old and sometimes younger, going out and cleaning the buses. And, of course, the guy on the low end of the totem pole got the bathroom to clean. And any of you who have been in a bathroom on a bus, well, nothing more needs to be said. And so when I turned 18, I really wanted to kind of get out of there and try something on my own. I was tired of cleaning the buses. And so I started just applying for jobs that I was totally unqualified to have. And in a job, you usually submit some type of resume. And in that resume, you don't want to lie, but you try to accentuate your positives, right? And downplay your negatives. And then you go in for an interview and they ask you questions, and then the employer has to consider, you know, does this person meet the requirements, the technical needs of the job? Are they good with people if it's a customer service type job? What kind of experience have they had? Are they faithful? Will they stick around for a couple years, or are they just hopping from job to job? And most importantly, can we work together? I can't help but wonder, in reflecting on today's gospel, what would Peter's resume look like? What was Peter's job interview like? You may remember the first time that Jesus encountered Peter, in a sense giving him his first interview. Peter was a fisherman by trade. He had no formal education. He demonstrated that he was pretty rash and impulsive. And all he had done to that point in his life is work in the family business, to work as a fisherman, which was not a particularly noble profession at that time. And he encounters Jesus, and it very much parallels today's gospel. Hopefully a few things ring a bell for you there. But the first time that he encountered him, he'd been fishing all night, like in today's gospel. And they'd caught nothing, like in today's gospel. He was out with his buddies, like in today's gospel. But back then, Jesus told him to go out and fish in a different place. And what did Peter do? He's like, kind of looks at him like, seriously, Jesus? I'm the fisherman here. You're telling me what to do? And yet, in today's gospel, his tone changes. Peter finally, in the first encounter, gives him the benefit of the doubt and hauls in a big catch, just like in today's gospel. You see, Jesus proves to Peter that he has a business worth investing in. Jesus demonstrates to him the profitability, if you will, of his business. And not only just in fishing, but as Peter follows Jesus around the countryside in his preaching and his teaching, he sees all the healings, he sees lives transformed, he sees Jesus reaching out to sinners, and he sees that this business is profitable, and he decides that he wants to be part of it. Peter, though totally unqualified, gets hired. And brothers and sisters, no matter how unqualified you think you are for the Christian life, no matter how unqualified you think you are to be a Catholic, Jesus still wants to hire you, still wants you to be part of his team. One of the jobs I got after graduating from high school was right over here at the mall when Office Depot used to be on the south side there. And I started as a stockman and worked my way up into a customer service manager. And I remember as a customer service manager, of course, you are particularly attentive to the needs of the customer. And we would have what are called secret shoppers. Those of you in retail know this well. It'd be a mystery person who would come in, and you knew about the week, maybe even within a few days when they would come in. And they would basically come in and buy something, ask some questions, and then leave. And you'd never know it, but they were actually testing your different skills at the business. And every month we would have a different secret shopper, never knew who it was, putting us to the test and couple days later, we'd get our review back, and you'd either be really happy and relieved that you happened to get it right, or very sorrowful that you happened to get it wrong. Well, Peter's test came on Holy Thursday night. Do you remember that night where Jesus says to him, "Peter, before this night is over, you're going to deny me three times." And Peter says, "No, I won't." And what does he do? He denies Jesus three times. He was even told when the test was going to be and what the test was going to be, and he still failed. And in today's gospel, Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?" After denying him three times, he asks him three times again, "Do you love me?" He gives Peter another chance. Why? Because Jesus knew in his heart what Peter was capable of, even though Peter didn't know what he was capable of. Notice that Peter's been told, "You're the rock, and on this rock I'm going to build my church." And what does he say at the beginning of the gospel today? "I'm going fishing." He doesn't lead his church. He goes back to his old job. He thinks he's totally incapable of leading this church. Why? Because he's just denied the leader of it, and he's been crucified. And even though Jesus is risen from the dead, he thinks, "Well, I'm not capable. I'm going back to fishing." Despite his failures and his weaknesses, despite his denial, Jesus still wants him on his team. In fact, he gives him a job promotion. He says to him once again, "Follow me, and this time, feed my sheep." In other words, "Peter, you've been following me around, watching me do the job. Now you do it." A job promotion. Do you ever feel like God puts you to the test? Particularly in your temptations or in your work life or home life? Well, the reality, brothers and sisters, is that he does. He does it to purify us, just like he did Peter, to elevate us, to give us something more, to help us recognize that we're not just these fallen creatures. We're capable of so much more. And what happens if you fail the test? Well, like Peter, if you're willing to be humble enough to recommit yourself to the company mission, that is our faith, then he'll always take you back. You know, growing up in a family business, you kind of have a shoe-in. You know, you don't have to put in a resume. You don't have to go in for an interview. It's nice when somebody applies for a job and it's kind of already there waiting for them. But you know, that wasn't necessarily going to be the case for Peter. Any one of those 12 disciples, excuse me, the 12 apostles could have been the first pope. In fact, do you know what the difference was between Judas and Peter? Because both of them were at the Last Supper. Both had their feet washed by Jesus Christ. Both followed him and helped him in his preaching and his teaching. Both denied Christ. The difference is one of them despaired. Thought, "God can't forgive me. I'm worthless." The other, Peter, yes, he was saddened by his sin, but he goes on living. What does he say? "I'm going fishing." I mean, I've just denied God three times, and he was crucified. But he goes on living, picks himself up again. You see, the mark of a follower of Jesus Christ is not just keeping free from sin. Yes, that's our goal. But we do fail. The mark of a good Christian is not giving up. It's coming back to God for mercy time and time again. So what does your resume look like? Your resume of faith. Before you get discouraged, think of Peter. His character references include somebody who was rash, impulsive, judgmental, and a coward. His previous experience, I can clean and gut a fish. My boss once told me, "Get behind me, Satan," and I don't think he was joking. Previous experience, I denied my boss 3 times. So don't be discouraged. In the kingdom, if you are totally unqualified, it's okay. If you're willing to hand your whole life over to the boss, you're hired. If you fail every test, that's okay. If you're willing to get down on your knees and try again, you're hired. In fact, you get a promotion. Are you looking around at the competition and feel like you don't measure up? No worries. Jesus actually prefers someone that he can train. Because in the company of the kingdom, the work may not be the easiest or the most enjoyable, but the retirement plan is out of this world.